Hi, this is Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in to The Work. Special skills. This week, we're devoting time to the bottom inch of your resume, the special skills section. If you need a template for getting started with your resume, I've got you covered. Just Google Bonnie Gillespie starter resume, and I've got templates for several different tiers of your career in resume format. Whenever I hold auditions, I'll ask a few actors to do some of the things they list on their resumes as special skills. Usually it's the creative, funny, or stupid human trick-oriented items. A favorite comedic actor, the late Eric Gellman, had the best special skills of any actor I'd seen before, or probably have seen since. It included things like instant red face, silly tongue shapes, and dancing elbows, of all things. The instant red face was so appropriate for a particular character in a future project I was casting that I actually prepped Eric to come in for that audition with the trick planted in the read. The director loved it. It landed Eric a callback on the spot. Not all special skills need to be this creative, though. The traditional items include your performance skills, singing, dancing, instruments, stunts, teleprompter expertise, and so on. Sports abilities, everything from the usual participation sports to the professional level experience you may have had in extreme sports. And languages and accents. Whatever the item, I think most folks in casting would appreciate two very important things regarding special skills. Be specific and don't lie. Being specific is important because we don't just want to know that you can throw darts. We want to know whether you played on a dart league in college. Sure, you can do a southern accent. Is that Texas or New Orleans? Didn't know there was a difference? Well, then you have no business putting southern accent on your special skills list. Same goes with any regional accent or dialect. British accent isn't enough. Are we talking Cockney or royal family? Both? Great, list both. Your level of proficiency in sports is especially appreciated. You practice karate? Awesome. What level belt? You speak Russian? Fantastic. Are you fluent? Are you a native speaker? And if you are a native speaker of another language, when you speak English, can you do so without an accent? Firearms? Yippee! Which ones? And when was the last time you fired a gun? If you sing, we want to know what your vocal range is. Actual notes you can hit aren't necessary for most casting directors, but if you frequently audition for musical theater, of course you should be that specific. Wheelchair basketball? Cool. Do you play for a team every week or just think you could probably do it if asked? You can juggle? Super. Are we talking small balls or flaming chainsaws? The more specific you are, the better, as long as you're describing a special skill that may be of use to us in casting you. The fact that you can list all state capitals in reverse alphabetical order is more of a fun fact than a true special skill, at least in the casting sense. I'll get to the true purpose of listing fun fact skills in just a moment. Maybe more important than the specificity with which you list your special skills is the honesty factor. Let me give you a classic and all too frequently occurring example. In pre-reads, not too long ago, a director and I watched a pair of actors doing a scene together. The director then asked the actors if they spoke any foreign languages. I was holding the actors' resumes, so the director wasn't consulting the special skills area. This was just a question he came up with during the audition. One actor answered in Spanish, "Yes, I speak Spanish." The other answered in French, "I speak French." When the director asked the second actor whether she spoke any Spanish, she answered coyly, "I can say hola and adios." So the director went ahead with another change-up for the actors, and I looked back at the actors' resumes. Sure enough, the French-speaking actor had on her resume, fluent French, conversational Spanish. Are you kidding me? Being able to say hello and goodbye in another language is suddenly enough to count as conversational? Well, you better call me conversational in about 10 languages now. I feel so much smarter. Back to the pre-read. Had the director held that actor's resume and requested the Spanish based on having seen her indication that she could speak it, do you think he would have been pleased or pissed at this point? Because he didn't make the request based on having seen the actor's claim of proficiency, he wasn't really affected by her lie. I, however, was. And I quickly made a large X through conversational Spanish on her resume and began to question everything else on that actor's resume. Could she really kickbox? Is she really scuba certified? Can she do a Boston accent? Heck, was she even a guest star on that show? Is this the kind of thing you want a casting director thinking when she should be watching your redirected scene at the audition? Of course not. Will all CDs catch this sort of lie or even care? No. But do you want to chance it when you could just be who you are and expect that that's going to be awesome enough at some point? Be ready for casting directors to ask you to do something on your special skills list. It doesn't happen all the time, but a request is certainly fair game. Obviously, you won't need to horseback ride at a pre-read or bring your flute with you to auditions, but if you've included closed-mouth singing or hand-walking, don't be shocked to hear us request to see your best attempt right then and there. Oh, and New York-based actors, when you come to L.A., you can remove licensed driver from your special skills. Yes, that's novel in New York, but in Hollywood, it's expected. So unless you're a precision driver or hold a license to drive a big rig, you can omit that item here. Other items to keep to yourself: bartending, waitressing, substitute teaching, typing 90 words per minute, or anything else that's almost 100% a part of your survival job and not really acting related. Unless you can toss bottles around like Tom Cruise's character did in Cocktail, your work behind the bar is irrelevant to most casting directors. Now, items that are more like fun facts and stupid human tricks in nature are more about your personality than anything we'd actually need to see in an audition. Think about your entire resume. Contact info, stats, pretty dry. List of credits, unless we've worked with someone that you've worked with and want to chat with you about that person, it's really just a list. And your training. Again, unless we've had personal experience in common, we're probably not going to strike up a conversation about it. But those things you list under special skills can really give us a quick glimpse into your personality. Like, why would this 5'2", size 2 Latina have spent 10 years in Korea doing sign language with children? I'm intrigued. Let's ask her about that. Consider the non-traditional items in your special skills area a potential jumping-off point for a general with a CD. If you are wonderful with kids and animals, say so. Of course, if you have credits on your resume that would indicate you had worked extensively with children or pets, you could leave that off. If you played Miss Hannigan on Broadway, we know you've done the orphanage thing. We know you can deal with kids and at least one dog. And including the outstanding range of British accents that you can do if you toured as Eliza Doolittle for 5 years isn't necessary. Some credits are that obvious. Some. And eventually, actors will leave off special skills altogether, assuming that their body of work speaks for itself in its diversity and skill requirements. Also, when actors are working at a level where all they do are studio projects, they expect to be given training time as necessary in order to get ready for the big budget action picture. If you're still going in for indie films, though, keeping can drop and gain weight quickly on a special skills list is cool. We may just need you to do that and not have a nutritionist to supervise your progress. Young actors should include can cry on cue and can play dead only if they seriously can shed a tear and not mock cry in a believable, non-overwrought way, and if they truly can slow their breathing and lie still for an extended period of time. More importantly, on a child's resume are items that give us insight into the actor's real life. What are your interests? What's your best subject in school? What do you like to do when you're not acting? These are the best items for the special skills section on a young actor's resume. For any actor, if you doubt that a special skill translates, you have two options. Tape yourself doing it to see how it reads, or ask an acting coach to measure your proficiency at it. Once you know it's a legitimate claim, include it on your resume. And anything that's been on your resume for a year during which you haven't practiced it at all needs to come off that resume until you can brush up and truly be considered proficient at it. No one wants to hear that you used to be great at it when asked. If you insist upon leaving it on your resume, get creative about it. My husband has really bad golf listed as a special skill. Why? He's great at the sport when in practice, but hasn't used his clubs in a few years. So he found a way to mention that he knows the game and could get good, but if you hired him today, he'd be playing whack and chase. All right, my friends, this has been Bonnie Gillespie for another episode of The Work. Thank you so much for joining me here. Please join me over at BonnieGillespie.com for all sorts of goodness between episodes. And until next time, stay ninja.